Hello. Certified lot maintenance.
Yes, hello. This is Catherine from Local Splash. Hi, this is Randy.
Hi, this is Randy speaking.
Yes, hi, Randy. How are you?
I am good, thank you.
Thank you so much. My apologies, I had to call you today. I missed to call you yesterday, 3:30 Pacific time, but hopefully it's a good time to go over your account.
I am driving right now, but we can discuss it while I'm driving.
Sure.
What I did, I switched to from you guys to Ali. And the reason I switched, not the phone number, I kept the phone number with you, as you know. And
that's
I took the website to Ali, simply because I was not getting any action. And it was very hard to communicate action with your company. And so that's why I switched to Ali, and I am finding the same problem with Ali. And it is costing me a lot more at Ali. And I'm trying to ascertain what the problem is, why I am having trouble, and my other people in this business that I'm friends with, they don't seem to be having this problem. And so I need, number one, to find out why I'm having the problem and fix it, and then possibly switch back to Local Splash. Because are more reasonable than Ali, and to be honest with you, I'm quite upset with Ali because they use AI for everything, and AI keeps putting the wrong information on my website. As an example, right now they just switched it about 4 or 5 days ago to that I put down asphalt, and I don't put down asphalt, and that I do concrete, and I do not do concrete. And they, number one, they use AI, but number two, they don't double check to make sure it's in line with that. So that's what I, when the lady called me and asked me if I was considering anything else, that's why I asked her to have a rep call me to discuss these issues.
All right. No worries at all. Let me just go, because actually for this one, here, give me one quick second and check on the account. But I really appreciate, you know, like you letting us know what really happened or what you really felt by the, you know, with the time while you were still with us. And we appreciate that because that is something that we do wish you're not going to experience again, but to address your communication concerns, we have, I would say, a lot of ways for you to communicate with us. If you're busy, you can send us a text. Once we receive the text, we respond by a text. If you request a call, someone's going to call you.
However, you don't respond to it. You don't respond to the text because I sent several texts.
That's weird, though. What number are you sending it to?
Well, I don't know. I'm in the car right now, and
my apologies. Because I'm looking into your, you know, all the records, the text messages that we have from you, and we don't hear anything. I mean, not really we don't hear anything from you, but I do see here there was only, like, just a couple, and it was because, you know, it just says I'm driving, sent from my car, so most likely when we send the text, you know, that's what we get. Probably you're in a focus mode or something when you send. When you reach out, I don't really see any text messages out here. I apologize. But, of course, I understand if you've actually sent us messages. It's just that we don't see anything. The number that we do have in here is 937-307-8531. If you send us a text, okay, it has to be through the phone number that you sent us or that you have with us. If not, please let us know the phone number that you will be using. So we can associate it to your account. That's first thing. Another one as well is emails. Emails are responded within a 24-hour time frame and as much as possible, if it's well within our business hours, it's responded within our business hours. And then calls. Either we miss the call or the call goes through, we will be reaching out to you. So, for example, you actually reach me, like if you're calling us. So, yep, we'll discuss. But if we miss the call, if we're not able to answer, we give a call back. So, I mean, I really apologize if that is what happened on your end. But I find it weird. And that's something we can work on, I would say. That this is really something we can work on, especially about communication. I'm sure it's going to work this time.
I think on the second I better get through this. Okay, got through that. Okay. So, can we review your rates?
Yeah, for sure. For the rates, that would actually be $199 per month just for the local SEO only. Now, the local SEO includes the management of the Google Business Profile. And also at the same time, the call tracking, so you're not going to be paying the call tracking hosting separately. And then also that includes the website if you wish for us to do the website or to create the website for you.
Right now I'm paying $25 a month, correct, for the phone usage?
$15. The call tracking is $15 per month.
Oh, man, I missed my turnoff. Daggone it. Bummer. Okay. Oh, well. Okay, so I'm paying $15, not $25, correct?
Yeah, correct. It's
$15 per month. So to do a regular website with you, with all the conveniences, phone, et cetera, it's $200.
That is correct. Again, that includes the local search engine optimization, call tracking, and the website.
Oh, that was a big thing. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. I think that was one of the main reasons I switched was we kept on, and I even took out a lot of Facebook and Google ads through you, not through you personally, of course, through your company, to be on top of the Google page. And not only was I not on top of the Google page, I couldn't be found in the Google page. And that was a big problem that I couldn't get worked out with you guys. And I had even paid for the extra, coverage. And I just remember that. That's one of the main reasons I left, because I couldn't get any front coverage. So,
yes, but actually,
that was probably my fault, but I need to know what to do so that doesn't happen.
Of course, of course. Well, for Google Ads, Facebook Ads, those are products you can add at any point. You can opt in and opt out of it at any point. So I'm just providing you the the subscription that would help you, because the information that the previous representative that you spoke with referred to the SEO services, the main service, which is, involving the optimization and making sure your rankings improve. That's SEO. Now, if we talk about the ads, yes, I do see how you've run some ads here on our end. Now, for Google Ads, you may think you're not seeing it, but for Google Ads, it's up and running. It's just that Google Ads work this way. It shows up right now. It doesn't show up the next time. It shows up after two searches. It's a cycle. It's a bidding process that happens in Google Ads. So, yep.
So it's not consistent, in other words. It's kind of when it comes up.
Yes, because it's paid ads, okay, and there's a lot of businesses that pays for ads. Google gives equal chances to all that are running Google Ads, and it's dependent on your budget because these are pay-per-click services. So let's say, for example, your budget is just $500, but another company is running it at $3,000. That means that their Google Ads are going to show up more than yours because, if we see the budget difference, then, I hope you get the point in terms of budget. And again, it doesn't show every searches, and it's best for you not to see it as well. If you need reports, we will gladly send it to you. But, personally, I would say it would be best for you not to see it because you may want to. I'm so sorry. I would have to tell you honestly because the thing there is that if you see it, you might end up clicking on it. And even if it's you, it's going to be taken against your budget because, again, it's a pay-per-click service. So when you see it, you have to be very careful not to click on it.
I have a question about that. With Localfish, you guys told me never to click on my ad. With Ali, they said click on it because the more you click on it, the more you get shown.
I'm so sorry about that. I don't know what Ali wants you to do, but again, even if it's you, it's going to be taken against your budget. Your budget's going to get fully consumed. You can do your research too if you want, if you wish to compare our explanation and Ollie's explanation.
So is what you're saying, the more it gets clicked on, once it gets clicked on a certain amount of times, it goes off? Is that what you're saying?
You got it correct. Let's say, for example, before you were paying us, I do see you paid us like about 800. So what we do here, let's say, for example, we set a specific budget per day. So for 800, I think that should be somewhere about, let's say, $25 or $20 per day. Okay. Now the ads are going to run within that budget per day. So let's say the average cost per click is about $3 or $4. Let's keep it four. So we have about 6 clicks, right?
Oh, wow. That's not many at all, is it?
You got it correct. Yeah, so let's say, for example, okay, I'm just giving you like a general explanation.
Okay, now let's not talk about ads then. Let's talk about let's say a person does a search for seal coat companies.
Yes.
So does that also count against the budget?
Oh no, if it's just simply searching. Oh, another person, not you. If they just simply look at it, they don't click on it on the ad, it doesn't actually cost you the budget that you spend for your ads. They see it. However, we are able to actually see how many times it's seen. It's called impressions when we talk about ads. But there's also another product, or I would say another, that would show up aside from the Google Ads, which is what we call the Google Business Profile. And that is what the SEO is. The Google Ads are actually just products to boost your company's visibility, because it's independent from the SEO, which is what is being covered, or what covers the Google Business Profile. So anybody, regardless if it's you or potential customers, when you click on the ad, it gets taken against your budget.
I didn't know that. That's interesting. Okay, well, very good.
That would explain a lot.
Yes, and then, for example, every $25 is consumed. It keeps its optimization, but it'll show up again tomorrow with the budget for tomorrow.
Right,
until
that budget's used up.
You got it correct, yes.
Which probably happens pretty fast, that each ad costs, every time a person clicks on it, $3 or $4.
Yeah.
$25 doesn't go very far.
Google Ads are quite expensive, because again, it's a bidding process that we're getting into, but it's working. It's working. I just find it weird that they're asking for you to click on it. I don't want to say anything negative.
No, they weren't asking me to click on the ad. They were asking me to click on the website. And I misunderstood. I guess your company doesn't care if I click on the website. They just didn't want me clicking on the ad. Correct?
Okay.
So
I
misunderstood that.
On the ad. Website, you could do that. The website needs to be optimized too, I would say, which is, again, included in the $199. So all optimization on major, major products, that is well within the $199. It includes optimization of your Facebook page too.
Okay, so how do you get optimization to get to the front of the Google list instead of at the back? Because I was every time I checked, I was all the way in the very back of the Google listings.
And when did you, when was that? Just wanted to check.
When I, I would check periodically, and several times customers said they couldn't even find me on the Google listings. And so I would go to Local Splash to see what areas you had me in, and the areas were there, and I just couldn't figure out why they couldn't find me, when they would do a search for my name.
Okay. No, actually, you don't need – that's just how the search works. Now, what we are optimizing your business for is the services that you're offering, and it's being geo-targeted. It's location targeting, so they have to be looking for the services that you're offering, and they should be within the areas being targeted.
So why couldn't they come up with my website when they would type in my name?
The website?
Yeah.
Or the Google Business Profile?
No, the website. They were, I put out flyers, and I put out curb posts, and I put out ads at different athletic events, And so they would look for my website by typing in a-certifiedmaintenance.com, and they couldn't find the Google listing for that. Thus, they thought it was a garbage company. And I've been told, I was told that when I was with Local Splash several times. And that's why I started looking for another company. And so that's why I was wondering, if we go back with Local Splash, what can we do to prevent that from happening again?
See here, they're typing in the domain itself, like A-certified.
And then
am
it's
I correct?
Yeah, you are correct.
Well, I would, yes, I mean, for the domain, because this is what I would recommend for the domain, though. I would recommend that we don't put a dash on the domain name. That's first thing. Symbols are not.
Can I get two? Can I have a like a domain name that when they type on that it goes to my regular domain? Is that possible?
In other words, like, you want to do like a forwarding?
Yeah, that's the word. I'm driving and trying to concentrate while I drive while I'm trying to find the word.
No,
but yeah,
okay.
Forward is correct.
Drive safely, okay? I mean, just focus on it. We could always discuss. But, yes, we can actually do forwarding. You just have to provide certain accesses so we can forward, you know, we can forward it. Because this is what I, you know, like, what I've learned from time to time that when it comes to domains with symbols, sometimes people, you know, there's a lot of people that we need to look into. We have a huge range of people that we need to consider. So not everyone knows how to find the symbol, right? Not everyone knows how to type it in. So sometimes they're just going to type in the whole name without a symbol. There are also those who are experts when it comes to looking for businesses online. So we have to look into all these audiences. And again, we have come up with a new website. So we have a new website that we've actually pushed out, which is a more customized website and a highly optimized one. So for sure, this time you will be getting that optimization in your website, ensuring that it shows up when potential customer looks for the business.
Okay.
And they don't, and I mean, we could also provide QR codes for the website. So if you hand out flyers, it's simple. They just simply scan it and then they, you know, when they scan it, they find your website. That's one thing, you know, rather than typing it in.
Yeah, actually, that's one thing I was switching to, is that scan for that. What is it called, a CRS or C? You know, that code with a bunch of little buttons.
Well, I'm sorry,
you know what I'm talking about. It's called a CR something code. It's a square that has a lot of...
Oh, that's a QR code.
I was close.
All right. I'm so sorry. Yeah. It's a QR code. That's something we can provide.
Okay.
For example, we get the website up and running, and then once it's ready, we can actually provide you the QR code. Again, you can simply print it. You could actually print it along with your business cards, flyers, or anything, and then people just have to scan it, and then they go ahead and see your website.
So what does it take to switch, if I do decide to switch? And so right now, Ali has it. I'm not under a contract. It's a month-to-month thing. And I buy a block at a time, correct, through October, I believe.
Let's see. Give me one quick second, okay? Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, actually, for this one, what we did before was that we transferred the domain to you, right? That means you own the domain now, which is A-certified maintenance or lot maintenance. If you do wish to get like a forwarding for the website, we would have to get you a new domain, right? Without the symbol this time. We could always get you a new domain at any point. That is for sure.
Well,
then,
I know if I let go of this domain, there's another company that's going to grab it right away. If I can't let go of the domain.
Of course,
they
tried
to buy it
for me. Yes, it's actually yours. You would have to renew it from time to time. Unless you know, unless you forward or send them, you know, you allow us to host it again.
I think I'd like to keep this domain and just make another domain and forward that one to this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you can always keep it again. It's already transferred to you.
The only trouble is Ollie made the website, so I'd have to have a new website made. Or I can, you know what I could do is keep this domain and transfer this domain to the domain that you guys make. I could do that.
No, what I'm trying to say is transferring it back to us would mean transferring the hosting, so we will be hosting it again. But no worries, if you want to own it again, we'll just provide it to you, no extra cost.
Well, I own it now. It just...
Yeah, that's right. You own it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so whenever you're ready, okay, let's say, for example, you're ready to move forward, you just have to, again, provide us access to the domain. We'll do a domain transfer, or I would say I'll let our team know that you would wish for us to host the website from there, so they'll be able to reach out to you for certain processes to complete the transfer hosting. And then we'll do that, you know, we'll do the website. I'll let them know that you wish to get another domain. So you could just do a forwarding or probably get a recommendation regarding the name. Because again, I don't really find the need to put in there the dash. But if they're okay with it, if they're okay with the dash, our website team is okay with it, then they're confident they'd be able to get the website shown as much. Then we could keep it as is.
I just need to figure out why. And I didn't hear it one or two times. I mean, I heard it constantly that they couldn't bring up the website. And so I'm weary of that.
I understand. We have to know as well as to how they're doing the search and what was the situation before. Like, if what kind of search are they doing? Because it would be weird. Because your website was up and running. That's first. Let me look into the dashboard real quick, because we would be able to see here how many clicks you've been getting from your business. Not calls, though, because, you know, we don't have the products anymore. Let me see. Give me one quick second. So I'll look into the time that you were still with us. Should be, let's see. Okay, that was 2024. Give me one quick second. Okay. That would be weird because I'm seeing website visits from the reports in your dashboard.
And that's odd because, you know, as you see, a lot of people did get through. And so that's, and if I had just heard it from one or two or maybe a half dozen people, I would think they just put it in wrong. But yes, I was getting activity on the website, but also, you know, and so I just want to make sure that I don't run into that problem again.
Of course, you know, I would definitely let our team know that it doesn't happen again, and we'll keep it highly optimized at the same time. Again, this is not a contract, so if you ever encounter that, just please send us the information. And we'll do the QR code as well, so they don't really have to type it in. I think they really have to, you know, that has to, or it actually involves the symbol. Or, yeah, there's a lot of factors that we need to look into for that. Unfortunately, we're not able to do that right now because it's not with us. It's with Ollie, but while you're working with us, we'll constantly check. If you find, if somebody tells you it's not working or anything, send us a text. We'll get into it. We'll check what's going on. That's what I would do. Like,
okay. Do you see in your notes where I did that a couple times?
Let me.
And they checked with your whoever they checked with to see what the problem was, and they couldn't find a problem.
Let's see. From the website, right?
Yeah. When I would get the complaint, I would call your office, and they would say, you know, same thing you're saying. That's weird. I will have some department check that out. And they checked it out and said, well, we don't see any problem.
Because I'm thinking you're actually, let you were typing in your business name, right? Because there's a lot of things that shows up when you type in or when you look for services. Websites pull up, the organic pulls up, the Google Ads pulls up, Google Business Profile pulls up. So it's going to be, you know, different things that we're seeing. And if you're actually just referring to the website, I would say that would be weird if they're just simply typing in your domain name. If it's typing in your domain name, they would release it no matter, you know, as long as they have internet. They should see it.
Okay, so let's go. Let's say I decide, what is today? Tuesday. So let's say I decide at the end of the week that I am going to switch. What is the lead time and how much of a deposit and et cetera?
Okay. Now, what do you mean lead time? Like, time to get
in other words,
get
from the time I say I've notified Ollie that I'm switching and they give me the code for to take over the domain name, how much time do you need to build a website, or can you use the website you did have and just critique it? And how long does that take?
Let me see. Now, first thing is the local SEO product that I mentioned to you is not just about, or it's not just focused on the website. Okay. What happens there, or the lead time you should be looking into, the regular process is 7 to 14 days, but since you're an old customer, or like a previous customer, my apologies for the
good save.
I'm so sorry. Now, if you are a previous customer, I'm so sorry. I did not mean that. I'm so sorry. Okay, going
back. No problem. Forget it.
Yeah. No, it's okay. No, it's okay. I just, you know, I think I just lost her words. But yeah.
Hold on while I ask my nurse to come and help me get me up so I can laugh. Go ahead.
Okay. But since you're a previous customer, it's going to be faster. You just have to give us all the access again. Google Business Profile, because we've added you already. Hold on. Let me see if you have – we still have access, because this is going to, you know, smoothen the process as well. Let me see. So all you have to do is to give us, like, an EBB code for the domain, and then we'll do some transfer. Now, usually transfers take about 24 to 72 hours. It depends on, you know, from where it's being transferred and to where it is going to be transferred. Usually, again, 24 to 72 hours. Let's see your Google Business Profile. Hold on, because as long as we have access to it, you don't need to worry. Let's see. Because we can just go ahead and before and re-optimize it once we start with the services. Okay. Yep, confirmed. You still have access to the Google Business Profile, so no worries on this. I would say we should be looking into within 7 days we can get things set up. Website.
So it is their website. It's my domain name, their website.
Yes.
And, of course, they'll take the website. So what would you guys do? Use the old website that you had developed before?
Let me see your old website, though.
Because there are pictures and some other things that we need to update.
For sure. I mean, as long as you send us the pictures, for sure, that'll be something that we can add into the website right away. Website's going to be readily available within, I would say, like, once you sign up and the domain transfer gets completed, let's say 24 to 72 hours. Once it's completed, it should be up within 24 to 48 hours, too. But, again, it would be for you to see, so to let us know if there's any other edits that we need to do. It's a fully customizable website that we will be providing. I do see here, I think you were just getting like a landing page before, but this time we have customized website. So probably it's a new website that you'll be getting. Unfortunately, I'm not able to see the content of the previous website that you had with us. I'm just trying to, hold on, I see one more thing, so maybe I could confirm, hold on, yep, we are not going to be able, I'm not able to see it anymore, let's see, yeah, It's just going to be a different website. Give me one quick second, and probably I'll send you a sample. Hold on. And by the way, too, okay, I really apologize. I'm again, not to talk negative about Ollie. Are they not optimizing your Google business profile?
No.
Because I don't see them having access to it. They don't have access to it. It's only you and us on the Google business profile. Yes. You can see that. You have access on the Google business profile of the owner. You can open it up, check on who has access, and it's just us and your email.
Well, that doesn't make sense, does it? Why wouldn't they have access to my profile so they can keep it updated? That's part of why I'm paying them the money.
Yes, you got it correct. So there may be certain services that you're not fully getting as to what you are paying with them. You may want to verify it with them because this is something you can see, I can guarantee you. Just go to randy8825@gmail.com, access the, you know, the business profile manager section of your Google account, and you're going to see, again, it's only local splash, and you have access to the Google business profile. And this may be the reason why they're not able to optimize it, because we are not optimizing it anymore. So this is probably one of the reasons why you're not seen on the map section as much, because they are not doing anything. They don't have access.
Okay.
Yeah, just check it with them.
I'm going to make a decision and do something, because I am not getting near the action that my other competitors are, and they're friends of mine, and they're busy, and I'm not. So
I understand
something has to
that.
Change this week. So, okay. Can you send me, text me or email either one, your name and contact information, and I will decide, by Friday what I'm going to do.
Sure. Hold on. Let me see as well if I can send you a sample website too, together with the text that I'll be doing. Hold on. Okay. I will be sending you, like, it's a general. This is going to be a general, layout. Please take note, I'm going to send you a sample layout of the general contractor. So please, when you see the sample website, it's going to show general contractor or anything, but these are editable. Okay? I'm going to send
totally
it to you right now.
Just
to,
give me an example.
Yep. Just I'm going to send it to phone number ending in 8531. Okay? Hold
That's
on.
Fine.
I'm going to put my name too. And don't worry, I'm going to go ahead and check on your account if you reached out to us on Friday, or just follow up with you on Friday and see how you wish to proceed. Of course, it's fully on you if you wish to move forward or not. We'll wait for your decision, okay?
Well, I definitely will be deciding by Friday. We didn't discuss the money end of it. It's $200 a month.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yes. $299. I mean, sorry, $199 a month. Again, you'll get the website, call tracking, and the local SEO program. Additional products, those are going to cost you additional as well, depending on what products you wish to add, like Facebook ads, Google Guarantee, and we do have Yelp ads now too. So, depends on you. But mainly, if it's just about website SEO, search engine optimization, and call tracking, that's $199.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, and do I sign up month by month, or do I get a section? I think last time it was a section, wasn't it? Yeah, if I did month by month,
like
it was okay,
prepay.
But it was cheaper if I did a group.
You got it correct. It's still the same thing. It's cheaper if you do prepay. We call it prepay, like you pay in advance for 3 months, or you pay in advance for 6 months or 12 months. I'll get you the quotes for 3 months, 6 months, and a year, and I'll send it to you via text. Is that okay? Or email,
that'd
probably. I think the email would be best so you see the comparison, too.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you very much for your time.
One, I've already sent you a text message. You should be getting it in a minute or two. You may wish to respond to it if you want. If not, it's okay. But, again, I'll follow up with you on Friday. All right.
That will be fine. Thank you very much for your time.
Not a problem. Thank you so much. And again, feel free to shoot a text if you have further questions. I'll make sure to respond to you. I'll put notes into your account.
Okay, great.
All right. Thank you so much. And again, have a wonderful rest of your day. Talk to you soon.
You too. Bye.
Bye.